Africa, the second largest continent on earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God, the motherland as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold Earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum, and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master, whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Bedier, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment, and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages, and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisafor Soglo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled Heaven is Only the Beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearned for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December the 1st through to the 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of a visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land, as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled, Be a Torchbearer for God, delivered on November the 25th, 1999, in Johannesburg, South Africa.
I am willing to serve you in any way I can. If you think you're ready to make this choice again, you had enough with this life, you want to have different choice. But nevertheless, we do not forsake this world in order to go to heaven, no. We still can have both. For example, I'm still here. I just enjoy heaven every day, but I enjoy also this life. You see, I enjoy your jewelry and your clothes very much. Sometimes people who are spiritual, if they choose to be successful also in this life, they can also be successful. Different masters have chosen different ways to demonstrate the love of God. Some master has chosen the way of complete renunciation, like Jesus, like Buddha. But some master has chosen to make use of the gift of God, or God has ordained them to do this. It depends on God's will, whether you should be very rich materially as well as spiritually in this life, or you just be rich materially and not spiritually, or just spiritually and not materially. Everyone has walked different paths, but we are walking to home, toward God's dimension. And this is what we are here for. In case you ask me what's the purpose of human being, that's what it is. And thank you very much for your attention. If you have any more questions, I'd be pleased to answer. Then I can show you how to remember God. You okay? I hope I made myself clear. Yes, you're so intelligent, my God. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. African people, very, very spiritual. They're very much more contact with nature. Very spiritual.
Dear Master, what is the benefit of following a master?
Is it not perhaps a better prospect to be self-determined and to follow one's own path to enlightenment and to sort out one's own karma?
What's the benefit of following the master? Is that right?
And also to, if one can sort out your own karma, or if you need a master to sort out the karma.
Yeah. Actually, in a way of speaking, you call me a master, but I told you already, I'm going to remind you that you are the master. That's all there is. And the karma and all that will go away as soon as you realize that you are the master of the universe, that you are one with God. But before that, if you have not completely realized this, of course, I'll be your friend and help you until you understand everything. And you can call me master, or you follow me. You don't have to follow me, because I'm not here in Africa forever. Just follow the instruction, so that every day you can contemplate deeply inside and then find God. And then one day you will completely understand. You might even completely understand today. Depends on how much intense of your choice to go back to God. So you don't have to follow anybody, not even any physical or celestial being. You follow yourself. I'm just showing you how, showing you some instructions so that you, because it's not that you don't know, you have forgotten. Because we live in this world with so much busy with the survivals and everything try to bury us under these worries and suffering and then make us so busy and perplexed that we have forgotten. So I have already got out of the mud. I can pull a rope and get you out and then bath you again and you become just like me again, all clean, beautiful.
Can the convenient method of meditation offer you as much as initiation?
A little differently. The convenient method is for convenient, yes. Some people, for example, they cannot be vegetarian completely, or they have not decided whether they should go like part-time or full-time. They just want to try a short period of time every day. Yeah? So of course, the benefit is not as great as when you go full-time. Yeah? So, but the convenient method will offer your own liberation in this lifetime. Whereas if you practice Kuan Yin method and get the full initiation, you could even help many other people, including your 5, 6, 7, 9 generations to be liberated. Yes, the more money you earn, the richer you become.
How can you explain Adam and Eve?
Should I explain about them? Look at yourself and you know. Look at ourselves. Yes.
If you do not stick to being vegetarian after initiation, what happens?
What happens? Then you become a meat eater again.
After initiation, how do we communicate with you if you are not here?
I'm always here. I'm always here. You will see that. Sometimes you see me in your house. If you concentrate enough, yes. Besides, you can write to me. Can email, write letter. Nowadays, very convenient. But the best communication is inside, because we will be reconnected again with the whole universe. So whatever problem you have, the whole universe know, and of course I know, because I'm also connected in a network. So whenever you ask something, you have the answer right away. Okay? But in case you're still not sure in the beginning, you can always write to me. But the answer is always inside. Yes. There's a connection. Yeah? 24 hours telephone service. No charge. Yeah, that's a wonder of being enlightened. Because if a teacher has to be physically present every time with the disciples, then it's not convenient, it's not powerful enough. Because it doesn't matter how powerful, how strong a teacher is, he or she cannot protect the disciple 24 hours by physical presence, but by the power of the universe, which the master, she or he, is connected already. I'm not myself, it's not the physical body now that will be protecting you. It is a connection with the universal power through me that will protect you. That's why everywhere you are, that power knows and protect you and answer your question. You will not knock and it shall be open, ask and it shall be given. Your prayers will always be answered. Your question will always be replied by inner connection. And that's the wonder of being in this enlightening ways of life. Otherwise, what's the use of having to even find a master through rivers and ocean again? And how long can you stay with her or him? Yes. Even the master after initiation will continue, protect and guide you after the master has departed from this world. That is the meaning of being a master. Otherwise, you should not be a master. It's a lot of work.
Will we master the art of clairvoyance with the third eye?
Oh, that's nothing. That's just a little child play. You don't aim for that. This is not the goal for you. Of course you will see things. You see everything. But you see the whole universe. Not just a little thing here and there. Not just your future and your past. You will master the whole life force. You will master the whole universe. That is the goal.
I want to understand the violence.
Is that it?
Yes.
Well, then study it. Read it. Yes. Yes, I know. It is difficult to understand because a lot of stories and terminologies in there are kind of mystical. Yes, unless we have the same level of consciousness, we find it very difficult to understand. So just get enlightened, yeah? Stay around and I show you how to enter into the true experience of the Bibles. Because the Bibles, many are recorded of the experience, enlightened experience of the past practitioners, spiritual practitioners, yes? It's like, for example, Jesus, when he meditated 40 days in the desert, of course he communicated with God. Yeah. And the devil also came to him and tempted him with the power of the three worlds. You understand what the three worlds is? It's very big. This world is already big enough. If somebody come and offer you to be the king of this whole world, will you like it? Of course you do already. And he's offered to be king of the three worlds, above this world, another two worlds. But that's as far as the devil can rhyme, so he can only offer three worlds. And he say, get out of my sight. That's what Jesus say. I mean, get lost. Yes. Yes, this kind of experience. I'm sorry, we couldn't even see the devil even if we want to. Because we are not able to see with the spirit yet. So in order to understand what Jesus have experienced, even to say to the devil, get lost, we have to study what Jesus has teach us. Walk his way. Meditate like him. Go in the closet, mean meditate, mean pray in silence. Pray the properly. Let your eyes be single so that your whole body will be full of light. I will show you how to make your eyes single. How to find that single eye here so that you can see heaven. You can see the truth life, which is cheated on us because of this, all this physical appearance. We are cheated. We did not see the true life. But we can if we use the true eye. Then that's why I came here. I will show you later. Yes.
Master, is it important to be a vegetarian to be enlightened?
It is important. It is important. Because first of all, we have to practice love in order to beget love. In order to be all-pervasive, loving like our Father, we have to love all beings. And that is the meaning behind the vegetarian diet. It's not to be healthy or not because Jesus says so or Buddha forbid. It's just we have to be love reincarnate. We have to be the walking God on this planet. We have to live like God would live. So in order to be near God, God doesn't punish us. It's just light beget like. If we want to be near to something, we have to go there, the same direction. So God created all beings and that let them die naturally. So should we. If we couldn't create, at least we do not destroy. The commandment in the Bible is, thou shalt not kill. It didn't say you shall not kill humans only. It says thou shalt not kill. Anything killed is killed. Yes.
What is your opinion on spiritual healers? Should or can it be done for a living, like charging clients? If it is it allowed?
Yes, spiritual healing is very good. Very good for the patients. Not too good for the healer sometimes. Because she or he has to take on the karma of these patients, and sometimes it's very overwhelming. Because spiritual healing is just one of the level of God consciousness, yes? If we arrive there, we can heal people. Yeah, these people are very spiritually strong in order to heal people. Spiritual healers are very strong in their spirit. But in order to heal without healing, like Jesus did, we can go a little higher, much higher. Then we heal, you don't have to lay hands on people. Just like when somebody touched Jesus' garment and she just healed. And she thanks him. He said, no, it's your faith that heals you. He never claimed because he knows it's the Father. And he said, it's not me who do it, it's my Father. And that is the highest level of spiritual healing. Yes, we could be in many different levels. So it depends on where you are. The greatest spiritual healers don't heal. They just get healed. If it is God's will for that person to be healed through you, he just get healed. The master, or, for example, Jesus, he didn't do anything. Yes, that's why he never claimed credit. Yes, true master is like that. Very humble.
How do you teach your children this way of life without being ridiculed in everyday life?
Yeah. I told you, people ridicule you even if you have a beautiful boyfriend or wife. So why are you scared? Huh? This life has been led in the wrong direction for a long time. That's why we are what we are now. So if we could not change the whole world, at least we change ourselves, change our environment, change whomever we can influence. If our children want to lead, to go this way, it's our duty to lead them, no matter whoever say. You have to walk the way of Jesus. People stone him, curse him, label him, crucify him. Did he give up his way? No. So, we are Christian, we are whomever, we walk the way of God. Alright? And we have to be an example to other beings. We cannot follow them because they're erring already. They're mistaken. You must be the torchbearer. You must change. And somebody else might change also. They might not accept at first, but they come home and think about it. Oh, this way seems to be better. And then later they say, oh, it is definitely better. Okay, I follow. See? That's why we still follow Jesus now, 2,000 years later, because that's the only way to live our life. We follow, but we don't practice. We should practice more. Yes.
Is God within us? Is the subconscious mind? If not, what is it exactly?
Yeah, God is within us. It's a consciousness. God also without us. God's everywhere. God is yourself.
I want to feel the power of God, but I don't know how. Can you help me? I want to be strong and faithful.
Yeah, only when you see God, then you can be strong and faithful. You cannot believe something you don't see. I'm sorry. I show you how to see God, then you can believe Him. All right? God is light. God is the love you will feel during the contact with Him, during your meditation, during the time that you reserve for Him. And then later, more and more, every day, every minute, you will feel His love. Even without meditation. Even when you're walking, when you're driving, you will feel that you are one with that love. That's a wonderful feeling. And that's how we can believe. You see? That's how we can believe.
How do you see that God is with you? And when do you feel that the Holy Spirit is with you?
I feel it all the time. How do I know?
How do you see?
How do I see? What I see, I cannot tell you, but I can show you, or you can see the same. Yeah? Because what I drink, you don't know. What I drink, you cannot taste. What I eat, you cannot feel full. But I can offer you the same meal, same juice, then you can understand. Yes? I wish God is a physical flower, I can show you. But God also in the flowers. God is in here. You can see this is a physical manifestation of God's beauty. This is a physical manifestation of God's beings. Yours are the physical manifestation of God. So if you want to feel the physical aspect of God, then touch your neighbor, hug him, kiss her. That is God in physical realm. But if you want to see God in an abstract form, in light, in splendor, in heaven, then I have to show you in an abstract way. You understand? There are two ways, abstract and physical. Physical, you see already. Abstract, I show you. Yeah? Later, when we have time together and sit quietly, I show you. I will tell you what to do and where to see God. It's very quick. Yeah? How do I know? If I love somebody, do I know? If I sit here in Africa, do I know? To know God is like that. Very, very clear. There's no mistake about it. I just can only show you by yourself. But I cannot show you in physical because this is a different aspect of life. Okay?
Yes. Master, I ask you to show us what is the right way of praying.
Yes, I'll do that. I'll do that. After all the questions finished, if there are... Okay, I will offer you three kind of service. Number one is a public service. After all the questions is finished, you sit here with me and experience God, okay, for a while. And you continue at home if you want, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, anytime you want. The number two is a convenient method. You meditate like half an hour every day. All right? Number three is the full conscious effort to realize God. That's initiation. So you choose, okay? If you want initiation, you could leave the room right now and register yourself. That would take a couple of hours of explanation. But the enlightenment is fast, and you can experience every day the same, or higher and higher. And number two, convenient method, you can register also outside. And if you don't want these two, you just want to have a taste, then you stay here. Yeah? After I answer all the questions, if you feel that this appeals to you, you stay, all right? And I show you. If you don't feel like it, then just go home. I'm here only for the one who's ready.
How different is spirituality from your method? Is God with us or a part of us? How or what will our experience be during our initiation?
You see God. You see the aspect of God, which is light, which is different, like melodies of the universe. The way He speaks to you is not in human language. He speaks in a melodious voice, like the sound of water. It's mentioned in the Bible that He speaks like thunder, like the sound of many waters. This you will experience, and more and more, because the Bible don't record everything. You have too much experience. You can write 1,000 books, never enough. So one Bible is not enough. But at least there's some reference. Like Moses see God as big flame, yeah? St. John enter the third heaven and hear the trumpet, things like that, etc., etc. You will experience. You will know it. You will know it. This is not something we can describe in language, really. You just know it when God's presence is near, or when you contact, when you remember again. He's always near, just remember, yeah.
The world is in a crisis today. Wars, pollution, disease, etc. Have we collectively created this crisis just so we can experience greater glory?
Yeah. But we could have done better now, since we know better. It was a mistake. Now we have to repair it, yeah? We can't just continue making mistakes forever and say, okay, I'm creating all this so that I can experience heaven. Yes, there's a part of creating havoc and there's a part of creating heaven, so we have to balance it. We can't continue destroying our world forever by pollution, by cutting down forests and by warring each other. It's time to wake up. Time to wake up. We had enough suffering already.
Master, what will happen when you leave this world? Will there be others to continue your lineage? Who will initiate the people? Who will be there to guide us?
God, you worry too far. At that time you will know. Okay, God will decide. God will decide whether there is someone to continue. And He will let you know. If you're ready, everything will be known to you. If you're not ready, even if 100 master comes, it's no use, yeah? If you're ready, everything will be known to you. Don't worry, okay? Meanwhile, get initiation while I'm still here. The master died, but the spirit doesn't die. So you be continue to be guided until you finish the journey, yeah? Whoever are initiated by one master will continue with that. Doesn't matter if the master passed away. And the new one will come if God decides so. Yeah?
In the Bible, it is written, repent from your sins, then your prayers will be answered. My question is, how will God answer the prayer of a sinner?
Your question is a little bit less complete than it should be. And this is the part when God talked to the people who kills a lot of animals for offering. So He say, who told you to kill all these she sheep and he bullocks to make offering to me? Your hands are full of blood. You should stop the killing of the innocents. Otherwise, when you pray, I will not answer. when you request, I would turn my head away. So that is in that section. So actually in the Bible it mentioned also that we should not even kill to make offering, let alone to eat. Yeah, because God created them for our pleasure, not to kill. Anyhow, if we repent, of course that means we repent doesn't mean we should feel guilty about what we did. Okay, we did what we did, it's a part of the game. This is part of our process of knowing God. So now we have created enough of non-God actions. So now is the time to return to godly action. So once we make this decision to stop of the ungodly action and return to godly action, at that time, God gives us the answer right away, like today. Doesn't matter how many people committed sins or whatever you did, you don't have to tell me. At the time you sit down for initiation, God will come to you, all the same. So that means, if you repent your sins, mean you don't do it again, God will appear to you. He will, today. If you sit down for a while later. In fact, some of you already experienced light here. Is that not so? True? Can you raise your hand if you have? Thank you. My God, aren't you spiritual? Thanks so much. See, first time in Africa, I told you, God is indiscriminating. He loves every one of us. Soon as you want Him, as soon as you sincerely yearn for Him, He's there. Even you don't meditate yet, even I didn't even show you yet. See, God is all love, nothing else. Don't fear God ever. He always loves us. As long as we want Him, He comes. He loves us. He blesses us. He graces us with all things in life, this and after.
Should we kill insects, flies, cockroaches, fleas, etc.?
It's better to make your house clean and do some prevention outside the house so that they smell, they don't come near. So you don't have to actually kill them, all right? Because God doesn't punish, but your conscience feels bad. When you kill something, you feel, my God, he's so little, so helpless, and I kill him just like that. Even though you don't feel it much, your conscience will awake at night sometime and feel something biting you, and that's the ants. Or the cockroach coming, reminding you, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Yes.
Can you explain what are dreams or dreaming?
Okay. There are three kinds of dreams. One is some like a clairvoyant kind of warnings or prediction of the coming event for you. That is when you're in very deep, deep sleep and more aware of your future or the past, okay? Another kind of dream is that whatever you wish in the daytime or you think of much in the daytime before you sleep, it will appear in your dream. Just a leftover of the impression of the daytime. And the last kind of a dream is just nonsensical, whatever. No meaning. Just collect all kind of garbage in your brain, and when you sleep, it's too full, it just like leak out. Yeah?
In the Bible, we read that Abram's sons slaughtered animals for their father. Was it a sin?
In the old time, people believed to make offering to God, all right? Even now, they still do that. They even slaughter animals to offering to the God within their body every day. Abram's son did something, that's his business. My business is not to slaughter any animal, okay? Anyhow, people has different way of life, different choices to know God. They choose to do it quick, they choose to do it slow, right? So that's why I say there are three kinds of offer here to you. For one of those of you who like to do slow, leisurely, because you have eternity anyhow, so you can just have a taste of it, few minutes. For those of you who are a little more serious, go for convenient method. For those of you who really get fed up with this life and really want to know God, nothing else, then go get initiation, full. See? I'm not here to criticize you and tell you you eat meat, you're sinful. No, no. I'm just reminding you of many choices that you want to make. So you decide now which choice you stay with or which choice you continue or next perfection you choose. Yeah? Next choice. Or stay with this choice. Okay? All right?
Jesus Christ fed 5,000 people with bread and fish. Fish is meat. What is a sin? Was that a sin? Jesus also helped fishermen get more fish. Was that a sin?
No. The sin is we did not understand him. He did not eat fish. He did not feed fish either. We also eat fish every day, but it's vegetarian fish. We also call it fish. We call it hamburger. Sometimes we call veggie hamburger. Sometimes we're lazy, we call it hamburger. We have things like chicken, we have things like steamed fish. All these are vegetarian. It tastes delicious. And if you are a non-vegetarian and the first time you taste them, it looks like a fish, it tastes like fish, you probably do not know. If we tell you that it's fish, you would believe it. If we tell you it's a hamburger, you would believe it. So Jesus was a descendant of a clan that has been always vegetarian for thousands of years. If you want to do more research about the Lord's life, you better take more time. And also he went to study in India for 13 years. That's the missing gap in the Bible that you couldn't explain. And if he studied in India, all the yogis there, the master eat vegetarian, how can he eat meat again? That's the two factors you have missed. Of course, the Bible cannot record everything for you. You have to do some research. Yeah, the church don't want you to be lazy and then put everything on the table. You have to be creative and long for. If you long to know the life of Jesus, you have to research yourself, read more books and history and facts and more new findings and all that. Yeah? Anyhow, the fishermen's Jesus recruit, he did not tell them to fish again. He said, come, I teach you how to fish men. No? Yeah? He said, put down the net, I teach you how to fish men. Okay? But since they are fishermen, Jesus used the term as a fisherman sometimes to talk to them. Just say, okay, today we catch a big fish. Means I have a good person to get initiated. We say the same thing sometimes. Also, why do I understand all this? Because I have direct teaching. If you want to understand, you also need the direct teaching. I told you I will show you how to get direct teaching from Jesus. Then you can argue with him and he will tell you he doesn't eat fish. A poor master. Yeah, everybody tell him he did that, he did this. He tell you different, but you couldn't hear. So similarly, you remember how difficult it was for Jesus, how many people harassed him and persecute him and his disciples? So they have to talk in code, yeah? So today we have a big fishing time or something like that. Oh, let's go out fishing. Because if he really need fishing, he wouldn't tell his 12 disciples, say, come, forget it, I teach you how to fish men. Now you know, okay? Okay, thanks. The Lord did not eat anything that caused suffering to other beings. He would not. He was a very humble man. He was great in spirit, but very humble and self-denial outside. He did not need fish to keep him alive. There's so much things to eat in this planet to keep yourself alive.
Thank you for joining us today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again Friday for part 3 of Be a Torchbearer for God. Up next is Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be immersed in God's unconditional and healing love.